I want to break free. That's what they've said in Britain this morning. Let's go to Jim Diamond, live on the line from LBC in London, a reporter joining us live from London. You're live on the air in Sydney, Australia. Jim, good morning to you, your time. Tell me the reaction in London this morning.
Well, I think, to be honest with you, that is shock this morning, Ben, because the market certainly hadn't predicted that this would be the way that Britain would vote. But in the past 20 minutes, we've had confirmation that we will be leaving the European Union. It has sent the pound tumbling on world markets, though. It's a really closely fought contest. The Leave camp passed the winning vote of 16,757,766 votes, with 8 of the 382 voting areas still to be declared, but it means they have an overall majority of 52% to 48%. I don't know if you're familiar with the UKIP leader Nigel Farage. He's declared that today will go down in history as our Independence Day. He's calling for the Prime Minister to resign immediately. We're waiting to hear from David Cameron. He's expected to appear from number 10 Downing Street in the next hour or so. Shortly after that, we're expecting to hear from the Bank of England Governor Mark Carney, because there's a lot of concern about the markets and where we go from here.
How did everyone get it so wrong, Jim, and what were the issues? I mean, we've heard about immigration, we've heard about the economy, we've heard about Britain pride, British pride, wanting to stand on its own 2 feet again as a nation. Tell me, how did everyone get it so wrong in their projections and their predictions?
Well, this is echoes what happened back in the general election, in fact, Ben, because the pollsters called that wrong, and they seem to have done the same again this time. Whether or not it's a different story from what it's like here in London, because in London, the majority of the votes were for Remain. Outside of London, across the country, it was very much vote leave. So whether there's a different feeling, a different mood from people in the metropolitan areas compared to what it's like in the rest of the country, that's something that the political elite will have to consider. The pollsters seem to have got it completely wrong. Immigration was a huge topic, and controlling our borders, that does seem to have resonated with lots of people around the country. We have actually, Ben, just got a statement in from the Labour Shadow Chancellor, John McDonnell. He's saying to us that people will be waking this morning to turmoil in the markets and the pound crashing, and fearing the emergency budget, the Chancellor threatened to hike their taxes and cut public services. The government must now take steps to stabilise the economy and to protect jobs, pensions and wages. Labour will not allow any instability to be paid for by the working people of this country. Uncertainty, that is the key word that we're feeling right now.
All right, you're very kind for sparing a few minutes on a busy morning for you, Jim. Thank you so much for your time. Jim Diamond, live from London.